Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Lloyds Pharmacy. Your choice of pharmacy and your everyday healthcare partner.
Lloyds Pharmacy. Now that's better.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Big campaign, as you know, at the moment to bring medics back home to Ireland. Dr. Anita Corf. Dr. Anita, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Joe, and to your listeners.
Okay, your daughter is a midwife in New Zealand, from Ireland, been there for 5 years, wants to come home, wants to improve her midwifery skills by doing a master's. What's the problem?
Yes, Joe, I would like to draw your attention to how we in Ireland, through our universities and institutes of further education, mm-hmm. are using a statutory regulation which is blocking our young people who wish to return home from abroad to gain further education and training. So my daughter mm-hmm. applied to Trinity College to do a master's in midwifery. She has been working in New Zealand for almost 5 years as a midwife there, and heard about there were more job opportunities in Ireland now. And she sent in her research proposal, which was accepted. And she was delighted and making plans to return to the course on the 21st of September. However, was then informed that as she had been living outside the EU for three of the past 5 years, she was considered as non-EU resident and would have to pay double fees.
So instead
of the course that should have cost just over 9,000 would cost her just over 18,000 euros.
For a one-year course?
Yes.
And how intensive is a course for 18,000 euro?
Well, this course was going to be 1 week, starting on the 21st of September, where she would attend Trinity for a week to show her how the things work. Mm-hmm. And then it would have been 1 day a week for the academic year.
And that's 18 grand.
That's what they were going to charge her. Now, her peers who did not go abroad outside of the EU would be charged 9 or just over 9, or indeed other people from EU countries could come to Ireland and do it for 9 or just over 9.
But they're basically saying because your daughter, what's her first name by the way, because your daughter has been out of Ireland for 3 out of the last 5 years, she's not, as far as they're concerned, she's not an Irish citizen.
I don't know what they're saying, but they have this putative classification system that adopted apparently by this statute, which Trinity bought into in December 2003, which I am informed all the universities here are using, whereby students are classified as EU or and Trinity are classifying people, Irish people, who have lived outside the EU for 3 of the past 5 years as non-EU residents and therefore liable for higher fees.
And why do you think this is a wrong interpretation? Is it to get more income?
I don't know what the motivation is here, whether it is greed or just lack of insight. I don't know. But I do know it has caused great distress to my daughter. It has caused great distress to her Irish friends and colleagues in New Zealand who are now aware of this.
And by the way, I presume she wants to come back not just to do the course, but to live here and
work here.
No,
she wanted to work
here.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
because the HSC has launched a campaign just a week ago, people back, inviting nurses and midwives back because of the lack of nurses and midwives in Ireland at the moment. But she had already decided to come back anyway. And
has your daughter been able to upskill? And by the way, I know every job like that, you're upskilling every day with experience.
Yes.
But has your daughter been able to upskill academically in New Zealand?
Well, she has. Currently, she works part-time as a research midwife in the university there.
Okay.
And she works part-time in the hospital there. And she also has her own business there where she offers antenatal classes to expectant mothers. So she has a wide range of experience.
So she's a great asset.
Yes, yeah. And the research that she was going to do would have been an even better asset, because it was looking at the relatively low uptake of breastfeeding amongst Irish women as compared to New Zealand women at the moment, and trying to get to the core of understanding what that was all about.
Okay. It seems a very, very harsh interpretation. Now, I presume Trinity would argue there was, because there was social welfare issues as well raised about the whole, the people who lived outside the EU for 3 out of 5. But I'm sure the Trinity argument is we are simply interpreting the law of the land.
If she had been unemployed here, she wouldn't have been able to pay tax.
Okay.
And before she went, she was paying tax. She has a PPS number. So I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, it
seems that argument.
By the way, will...
And it's not only my daughter, of course.
Other people,
of course.
To
will, all young people.
Would she not come back and not do the... I'm not advocating this, because we're all in favour of people upskilling for hundreds of reasons and the betterment of society and community. But could she come back and eat and not do the course for a couple of years? Yeah.
She could, yes. But I think she wants to progress her career. She's very interested in research. So I think she's going to look into doing it in Auckland.
Okay. Which defeats the purpose of the current government campaign. And the Taoiseach has made it one of the tenets of 2016, and that is bring people home, is his tenet, one of his pillars of 2016. Okay, Dr. Anita Corfe, thanks indeed. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.